Books on Tape presents Birds Without Wings by Louis de Bonnière, read by John Lee. The cat. She was licking the open tin for hours and hours without realizing that she was drinking her own blood. Spiros Kyriazopoulos. Chapter 1. The Prologue of Iskander the Potter. The people who remained in this place have often asked themselves why it was that Ibrahim went mad. I am the only one who knows, but I have always been committed to silence, because he begged me to respect his grief, or, as he also put it, to take pity upon his guilt. Now that he is mad, and the sun has long since dried the rain that washed away the blood upon the rocks, and there is almost no one left who recalls the lovely Philote, it seems to me that no one would be betrayed if finally the truth of it were known. With us there has been so much blood that in retrospect none of it seems believable, and it cannot matter much if finally I tell of the last misfortune that fell upon Philote, sweet-natured, Christian, vain, and beautiful. There comes a point in life where each one of us who survives begins to feel like a ghost that has forgotten to die at the right time, and certainly most of us were more amusing when we were young. It seems that age folds the heart in on itself. Some of us walk detached, dreaming on the past, and some of us realize that we have lost the trick of standing in the sun. For many of us, the thought of the future is a cause for irritation rather than optimism.